crop. I'm quitting smoking, leaving her. Harvard decides to cease admissions. 8th of April 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for a news. Cambridge, Massachusetts, after recently announcing that it would phase out early action admissions over the next year, President Derek Bok published yesterday that Harvard would be taking this step to the next level. Harvard University will not be accepting any admissions this year whatsoever. In what has been considered a surprise move by some, the university came upon this course of action while reviewing the recent applications which the university has been receiving. Dr. Stephen Hyman, Harvard's Dean of Admissions, said, quote, "No one was making the cut. We were just getting legacy after legacy after legacy. And don't get me started on all those Asians. We simply weren't impressed with anyone," unquote. Many Harvard students seemed excited about the change in the admissions policy. Jan Wu-Ping, now in his second semester of his sophomore year at Harvard, says, quote, "I just wish they had done this sooner. Freshmen are really annoying. They get all the good dorms and they have no respect for authority," unquote. Indeed, it seems that Harvard students are taking advantage of the new student shortage. Without students to fill the dorms, the Harvard administration has simply decided to give the dorms away to whoever wants them. Many upperclassmen have commandeered freshman dorms, and many now possess two dormitory rooms, often on opposite sides of campus. Marcus Talijabak was all smiles talking about the new dorm room options. Quote, "It's a good place to keep all my crap," unquote, he said between bites of a slice of cheese pizza he picked up off the floor. Princeton has decided to follow Harvard's footsteps as usual. A school that, according to certain unnamed Ivy League schools, doesn't matter, has also decided to lower his admission rates to absolute zero. Shirley Tilghman, at a recent faculty meeting, yelled, quote, "If Harvard does it, then God damn it, we're going to do it too. We do so matter," unquote. When asked whether or not Harvard was phasing itself out of existence by no longer accepting undergrads, Dr. Hyman adamantly denied it. Quote, "We still have our graduate school and our MBA program. Everybody loves the MBA program," unquote. Yale University, however, has taken the ever-opposite view of Harvard this year, Yale accepting 100% of its applicants. When asked if they would expect any of the 20,000 seniors who were rejected from Harvard this year, President Richard Levin gave us a flat-out no. Quote, as Jonathan Edwards wrote in 1753, "I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham, and all Harvard kids are little bitches," unquote. The undergrad size at Yale is expected to increase from 5,000 to 25,000 next year alone. As such, President Levin has decided to put some of the university's $18 billion endowment to work, authorizing the building of 121 new residential colleges, which would raise Yale's total dorm count from 12 to 133. Excuse me. The university has already acquired all of the land and within 20 blocks of the campus, which will all be bulldozed or converted into residential dorms. Among the buildings that are to be converted are the New Haven Town Hall, or Woolsey College, and the New Haven Public Library, or Norton College. Levin said, with a huge smile on his face, quote, "It may bankrupt the entire university, but we're still better than Harvard," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.